We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
How great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children,
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Luke.
Hello there, I'm Alexa.
Hi, I'm Julia.
Hey, I'm Catherine.
Hi, I'm Hannah, and here's Karen.
Hello, everyone. Well, today we are going to talk about friends, what it means to be a friend. You all probably have lots of friends, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have friends that like to play sports with us.
We have friends that like to be silly with us.
We have friends that can help us with our homework.
We have friends who like to go to church with us.
It's a great big world, and you can't have too many friends.
Now that we've established that you all have a lot of friends, tell me what a friend is.
Someone that you can trust and talk to them about your troubles when you have some.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Alexa.
Someone who listens to you and cares about you.
Mm-hmm.
Someone you spend a lot of time with.
Okay.
Someone that you do things with a lot.
Okay. Well, Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loves at all times. So what does that mean?
Your friends shouldn't just be there for you and be there to enjoy the good times that you have and all the happiness that you go through, but also to be there to comfort you when you're going through trouble.
Okay.
That they never leave you and they're always at your side, even when hard times come.
Okay. Well, Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 10 says, if one falls down, his friend can help him up, but pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. Would your friends be there for you if you needed them, if you fell down and needed someone to pick you up?
Mm-hmm.
You have some friends that are good like that?
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me some times maybe when something like that has happened?
Well, when my grandfather died, a friend of mine at school, she found out about it, and she wrote me a note and said, if you need to ever talk or you want to just me to be there for you, I'm always here.
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
Yeah, like, I've moved a lot, so last time I had to move, I was really upset about it, and some of my friends, they threw a surprise party for me before I left, and they all told me that we were going to keep in touch and still be friends, so.
Oh, that's great.
It's fun to be with your friends.
Every day is better because you share it with a friend.
You are
my friend. I like to play with, share part of each day with my friend. You are my friend. Together, whatever we do, we have fun. Friends care, friends can always, always keep a secret. They're always there to tell your troubles to. And friends share, share with each other, they're kind and considerate. And I'm so glad I have a friend like you. Playmate, come out and play with me, and bring your dollies three. Climb up my apple tree, slide down my rainbow into my cellar door, and we'll be jolly friends forevermore. Share part of each day with my friends. You are my friend. Together, whatever we do, we have fun. Together, whatever we do, we have fun.
Our friends make our days brighter.
They teach us.
They help us.
They love us.
But the best friend that we could ever have is Jesus.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you.
Now remain in my love."
If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love.
I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete.
My command is this: love each other as I have loved you.
Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends.
You are my friends if you do what I command.
I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business.
Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you.
You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last.
Then the Father will give you whatever you ask for in my name.
This is my command: love each other.
Well, we hear the word love again, don't we? And a friend loves at all times, just like Jesus loves us.
When we are bad, Jesus still loves us.
He forgives us.
If we are forgiven, then we need to forgive others when they do wrong.
Love at all times.
You know that it's not hard to love your good friends, is it? They're just there for you always, and they're just loving and kind. But how about some friends who are sometimes not very nice to you? Are they hard to love at all times?
Mm-hmm.
Can
yes.
you think of an example of maybe a friend who maybe wasn't so nice to you? Or you guys have just all nice friends?
My friend and I were jumping on my trampoline, and I fell and I hurt myself, and she just laughed.
Oh, that would make you sad, wouldn't it?
I felt a little upset.
Yeah, but then you're still her friend, right?
Yes.
You just understand that maybe she was having a bad day, or if it really bothers you, then you could go back to her and say, you know, I really thought you could give me a little help then. That made me feel sad. And then your friend maybe would understand a little more. How about you, Alexa? You have another example?
Okay, when I was in sixth grade, there was a girl in my class who not many people liked, and so I kind of befriended her, and eventually we got to be pretty good friends, and then eventually I heard from other people that she was, like, saying untrue things about me, and that I had been doing really mean things to her, and it kind of hurt my feelings because I didn't have to befriend her, and she just turned around like that, so.
It's hard to love someone like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
So when we have a situation like that, what can we do?
Pray.
Yeah. If we're having a tough time, we can always go to the Lord and ask for help. And we can look to God's word, just as we read the proverb that a friend loves at all times. And we can find words of encouragement. And also, we can ask others to help us. You can go to your teacher or to your parents or to your friend and just talk through the situation. Speak the truth in love. And it takes responsibility from both of you, that you have to be honest with each other and you have to be able to communicate with each other to make things work, to help a friendship grow. Well, let's pray. Alexa, will you start us off with the prayer today?
Dear Jesus, thank you for being our friend.
We want to obey you,
to grow fruit for you.
We want to be a friend who loves at all times.
You will show us the way.
Thank you for your love and for giving your life for us.
We praise you, Jesus.
In your holy name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you would like to contact us, here's our phone number, 1-800-527-5522.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
Take some time this week and thank God for the special friends that He has put in your life.
Tell them how much they mean to you.
And remember,
Jesus is your best friend. See you next time.
There is not another like him. What a friend I have in Jesus. Jesus is my friend. And Jesus is a gift to me, sent from God above. So I will never be alone, living in his love. Jesus is my teacher. Jesus is my guide. Jesus is my friend. What a friend I have in Jesus. There is not another like him. What a friend I have in Jesus. Jesus is my friend. And Jesus is my shepherd, and I am his sheep. And I will always follow him, he will care for me. Jesus is my master, and Jesus is my guide. Jesus is my friend. Oh, what a friend I have in Jesus. There is not another like him. What a friend I have in Jesus is my friend, and he is always here with me. He lives inside my heart, and he will never leave me. Jesus is my rock, and Jesus is my savior, and Jesus is my king. Jesus is my friend. Like him. What a friend I have in Jesus. Jesus is my friend. Jesus is my friend. Jesus is my friend.
Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.